So Rashi Yadua. B'deraisav yesh rabbi seinu darshin moisav l'shvach kol shken shiluhaya b'dar tzadikim haya tzadik yeser. Tzadik yeser just means he would be a bigger tzadik than he was. It doesn't mean he would be bigger than Avram necessarily. This would be a tzaddik yoser, but that's the fact that it says that Chazal are oimed on the fact that it says Eila tellus neich neich ish tzaddik haya. It says b'day reisav. Yeah, he, in his time. When else he lived in his time? He wasn't a tzaddik in somebody else's time. So what's the Torah saying? B'day reisav al karchem. B'day reisav is coming to teach us something, right? So that's you have a yesh darshim l'shvach and yesh darshim b'gnai. The yesh darshim yesh rabbi saying the darshim oisid l'shvach. Kol shkin shilu haya b'dar tzadikim haya tzadik yoser. The yesh darshim oisid l'gnai l'fi doyrei haya tzadik v'ilu haya b'doyrei shel Avram loy haya nechshav l'klum. In other words, the first the darshim l'shvach is even b'doyrei, so if he was a tzadik and certainly in others, right? That's telling us a maila of noach, or it's coming to tell you a chisaron of noach that it's only. Keneged, only it's keneged in his dori was a tzaddik, right? Because who was he up against? Mashenkin over there. It would have been the dori of Avram. So against Avram he's not. Okay. Now the Torah said, let's understand these yesh darshim lignai are not stam coming to be mitzi shemra or talk lashon hara about noach and to bashmutz noach, right? Be mashmutz noach. The Torah said noach. Ish tzaddik, tamim haya b'day reisav, tamim haya. So the Torah is coming to be mishabeyachim. So whoops, tamol, they find it necessary to get up tzaddik into noyach that b'day reisav yesh darshan lignai. Al karchach that the yesh darshan lignai has to be teaching us something. Or yesh darshan lignai has to be teaching us something. Now, what are they arguing about? Pashtus nothing. That they all say, if you want to see it in the contemporaries, you can look at Chaim Kanievsky and Time of the Crow brings B'Shem D'Chaznish, it's something there. And anybody talks about it. That there's no machlokes. Noach was what Noach was, and there's two different aspects. And Legabi, this aspect, it was that. And Legabi, this aspect, it was this. And everybody agrees to everything. The whole thing is just which of them is the Torah focusing on when the Torah says B'day Reisav. Right, but it's not a machlekes in Metzi, is what was Noach. Noach was exactly what he was. Right, there was this positive point and this not so positive point, and they're both true. What is the Torah saying when the Torah says this extra word of b'day reisav, which is coming to darshan something? What is it coming to tell you? But they both agree on what it is exactly. What it is. So I'd like to touch up exactly what that is. Now there's another interesting thing here. There's at the end of last week's parsha, so it says v'noyach matza chen be'enei Hashem. Right, so Noach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, previously decided emches ha'odam asher barosim al pnei ha'adama me'odam ad behema ki nichamti ki yasisim yas charota kilu v'yachol for the whole bria. V'noyach matza chen be'enei Hashem. Noach is in the siyas chen. Now Eila told us Noach ish tzaddik. If Noach was an ish tzaddik, what did you need a special Nesias Chaim for Noach for? He was a tzaddik, so Levi Tzidkusay, that's his char that he lives. Talk to Sipurna, a Meredith thing. It's a very Yisraelis thing that he says over here. I just want to touch more or less what he's saying and where it's coming from. The Noach Matzah Chaim. Talk to Sipurna, Lahatzil Gam Bonav Ubenoisav. The Nesias Chaim was needed. Beyond the fact that he was a tzaddik, the extra thing of Nesias Chaim was needed. That nekuda was necessary. Lahatzel gam banav ubenoisav lo mipnei shehoya roi lekach, because banav ubenoisav were not saved because Noach was roi lekach. Avol al atzad chanina, just on a matnas chinam ziko hakel yizbarach leze. Uke Amrei Shloishes Anoshim Ha'ele B'Soich Noach Daniel Ve'iyach Aniyum Hashem. Okay, Imbonim Yatzilu. That's only Heim Levadam Yatzilu. They only Be'etzem should have been saved themselves. Even Noach should only have been saved himself. Als his own schus. Why was even his offspring saved? That's only because the Noach Matzochein Be'enei Hashem. For that, to that end, you needed the Noach Matzochein. Why? So he says. V'chein noach. Afal pi shehichiach al ha-maisim ha-mekalkalim inyan ha-medinais. Even though Noach admonished the people about the Ritzichas and about the other things, like, you know, this is no way to keep up civilization, this is no way to have a functioning society if you have all this Gezel and Arayas and everything else going on. He did do like the civil things to make sure that the society should run normally, but mekarev them to the Eibishter he wasn't. Even though he himself, in the ideas and in understanding and b'maisa and in his actions, he was a tzaddik tamim, like the Torah says. Ki omnam hatzaddik hamashlim atzmoi. Right, bilvad hu roi sheyimolet atzmai bilvad hu roi sheyimolet atzmai bilvad. Someone who only perfects in avodas Hashem himself and not the other people. So then that's a hatzola for him, not for. So the midah keneged midah was you were a tzaddik, you should be saved. But the offsprings of the sipurna, they shouldn't have been saved. Why were they in fact v'neich motzachein v'nei Hashem? Ki omnam hatzadik hamashlim atzmai bilvad hu roi sheyimolet atzmai bilvad aval hamashlim gam ezulosai. But he who is mashlim even others hu roi sheyimolet gam ezulosai. Ki bezeh yehuai, ki bezeh that he works on them yesh tikva sheyachzirem b'tshuva. Okay, and if you would have admonished them, you know, to the Eibishter, you know, daven like a mensch, learn like a mensch, if you would have done, if what he would have done would have been something which would affect them in that sense, that would give him be'etzim al tzadik tamim mischus atzola for his kids. But since he didn't, the Sipurna tells us, therefore for him it was atzola. What's going to save? With what schus are they going to be saved? That's what the Sipurna says. And even though here in Parshas Noach he says es elokim yisalech Noach halach bedrochav lezulosoi v'ichiach b'nei deire. He was mechiach them, but he was mechiach them b'darkei olam. Just, you know, don't kill, don't whatever it is. You know, a great could do that too. Right? That's not to do with the Rabbeinu Shlomo per se. Okay, I just want to understand this Noach, this business of what Noach is exactly. Where does such a thing come from? What's the idea? I think the Aimik starts like this. The Torah tells us, on the one hand, that Noach was a tzaddik tamim. On the other hand, when it starts raining, right, and the Rabbeinu Shlom says, go in, because it's going to rain, Noach, Rashi brings this chazal, that he waits till the last second, and even as it's raining, they say, what do you mean? But he waits till the last second. So Rashi there says, Noach b'ktanei amonah. Okay, so how exactly does tzaddik tamim jive with ktanei amonah? What does ktanei amonah mean? The Torah, Rashi explains, says Noach is a ktanei amona, and the Torah says Noach is ish tzaddik tamim hayah b'daraisav. What does all that mean? I just want to get a few things about Noach from which emerge a picture of what Noach is all about. Of what Noach is all about, and the compare and contrast Noach, let's say, to Avram Avinu and to all the others before. It says, Eso Elohim Yisalech Noach. Another thing, Eso Elohim Yisalech Noach. Ubavrom who aimer asher isalachti lefonov. Noach had a tzorich sad letomchay. Noach needed help, but Avram was able to go in front. Avram haya mischazik umahalach betzitke me'elav. So pashtas, what would I say? What was the, if I were asked on a superficial level to touch up, what's the distinction between Avram and Noach? I say it's a question of degree. It's not a question that they are essentially different. It's a question of degree. Avram Avinu was a bigger Baal Bitachon, a bigger tzaddik. Therefore, he went ahead and didn't. And because of his level of Bitachon and Amuna, he didn't need that. And Noach was Miktanei Amuna, whatever it means. Which whatever it means, it's on some lesser darga. And on that lesser darga, so he needed assistance, right? So it's a question of degree. More on your own, more kayach on your own of bitachon that needs less assistance. Less kayach needs more assistance, but it's all a question. It's a scale. You're just moving along the scale. Now the makar of Rashi is a medrash tanchuma. I'd like to be medayik the lashon of the medrash tanchuma. The medrash tanchuma says like this. Esor elikim misalech noyach shahaya hakadosh baruch hu samchay. Right? Noach needed help. Moshe Lemelech, shahaya leben. That's also pretty standard, right? Moshe Lemelech, shahaya leben, v'haya aylech b'shlichus aviv. And the ben was going b'shlichus aviv. And there was a place with mud and cement and things that they could get stuck in. Right? So what does it mean? Aval Avram. Here we have him comparing to Avram. This that's the bracket marker. Avram k'siv by yisalach lefanai ubaavis k'siv and all the avis ha'elikima sher yisalacht yisalchu avoysai lefanav. They went. And what does he tie shofanov? Shahayu miravchin l'shchina, v'hayu miravchin l'shchina. They spread the shchina, v'hayu makdimin, v'hayu chelofanov lasis ritzayin. What's the difference between the two? It's not just a question of degree. Look carefully at the lashon of the medrash. Learn it up like anything else should be learned up. Everything has to be. You have to look at. The mashal was what? What's noyach compared to a melech, shayalei ben, who was doing something b'shlichus aviv. He was a shliach of the father. So in this corner you have noyach, who's b'shlichus aviv. In the other corner you have Avram, and all the others for that matter, who hayu miravchin l'shchina, v'hayu makdimin, v'hayu chalafan of lasis ritzah. They weren't shluchim. The difference is, the difference in mahus is that Noach was a shliach of the Rabbeinu Shalala to be marbe kvayt shemayim. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were not shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shalala. They were their own be'er. They were their own. That was their metzias. Now, what does that mean? Right. So that's the difference. And it's not. That's what I meant. It's not a difference in degree. Right. It's a difference in mahus. It's a chiluk yisaydi if you're doing it as a shliach of somebody or not. Ktanei Amona. What's Ktanei Amona mean? So the stipler, the stipler in Birchas Peretz, I think, teaches, I remember, that Ktanei Amona means like this. Avada Noach, in terms of his maisim, in terms of his iyun, Avada, he did what he did was 100%. Right? He gave it his all, and he had everything, he had a badatz hechsher, everything was kosher l'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. Bein begashmias, bein beruchnias, everything was kosher l'mahadrin min ha-mahadrin. So if you had such an amun in the Rabbeinu Shalom, so why didn't you? Is there going to be a, if you would have asked Noach, is there going to be a mabul? Yeah, of course. Right, so then, what are you doing here? Right, why did he need that physical rain to start the torrential rain to start pouring for him to run in there? It has to be schlepped into the table. Why is that? See, the question is it instinctive or is it only intellectual? Noach understood it was a sichli, not chushi. He calls it. It was a Havana Sichlis, and Seichel is what he called. The Rabbeinu Shalom says it, so I understand that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom. I understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling me what to do. If I understand the Rabbeinu Shalom is telling me what to do, so I understand, right? You can understand everything, but it's not your gut reaction. It's not your metzias. You understand. It's Sichli. If it's Sichli, so then you could understand it in seichel all things, but the seichel on the one hand, everything is there. The seichel. Let's talk about that. He needed the sad, that he shouldn't be mushed from the door. If you're coming, that your metzias is to be marbek kveid Hashem. Your metzias is to be mekad Hashem shemayim hashros hashchina. You find the office are called, without going into what it totally connotes, it's a merkava l'shchina. The office a merkava l'shchina. If you're on a darga, it's a merkava l'shchina. You are a presence, an actual mitzias of a mitzad atzmacha, of a presence of the Shechina here. So then you don't have to worry about what's going to be mushpa from the Dora, anything. You're in your own world. You're a different Briya Bechal. You're a different mitzias than them. What's the one who does it al piseichel? He's be'etzem the same mitzias in them. Just his seichel dictates that this is what he should do. Right? Your seichel can dictate everything, but when it comes to the Olam HaMaisa, we all know about the best laid plans. Right? when it comes to the Olam HaMaisa, there are pitfalls. You could be Nishka in the tit of the Averis of the Dor HaMabul. So there he needed Esu Elohim Yisalech Noach. He goes with him. You could have, you could understand in the seichel of everything, but if it's not chushis, if it's not instinctive by you, if it's not on a level that it's instinctive and self-generating, so then you could say, well, yeah, okay, I know it's going to rain, but it's not raining yet. It's not, you know, still my umbrella will still be good enough, you know. Then, okay, that's the thing. That's what he did was he did 100%. There was nothing lacking in his kiyum, but it's sichli, not chushis. That's what the Ketanei Amon is. He could be a tzaddik and a tamim in terms of what he did. It's betzedek. Everything was biyosher and exactly what had to be done. Bein beruchnis, bein megachmis. Everything is meyachus, but it's sichli. Now, same thing. That's really the shayrish also of the sipur. That's the shayrish of the sipur also. What does it mean to do a shliach and not a shliach? And then I'll just show you a couple of fizes of the shliach to understand it even better. If it's sichli, what does that mean? Sichli means I am like everybody else, right? I understand that because of what I understand, so that's dictating me something what I have to do. That's a shliach. That's a shliach, right? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you don't need a minui with Eidim to be my Eidim to be Mamanahim a shliach. The person's seichel, I understand that I'm doing for it. It's not my whole metzias is that my very existence. I understand that I'm doing for him. That's called a shliach. In a shliach, that's what it means. If it's only a shliach, what does that mean? So my whole, now, a lot of things, I'll give you a weird thing. The Zohar state, the Zohar says that noyach, three words, noyach do Shabbos. Noyach is keneged Shabbos. Right? We all know that the Shalosh Regalim are keneged, one of the things Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, the Gimel Avos. Right? The Gimel Avos. The Gimel Avos. Now, I would have thought the office on a higher darga, right? The Kedusha of Shabbos is a higher Kedusha than Kedusha of Yom Tov. So Noach, who's the lesser of the two, what emerges from here, is Do Shabbos, the Zohar says, and the Shalosh Regalim is Gor Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. What does it mean? What does it mean? So it means one very simple thing. What's the difference between Shabbos and King? It could be Noach on his own level, what he lemaisa adhered to with his Elohim, could have been on a darga where I could say that the Kvod Shamayim is on a higher level. The Shechina, the Hashra of Shabbos is on a higher level. Noach Etzem Hashra could be on a higher level. But what's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov? Shabbos is Kfiya V'Kaima. Shabbos, not the mensch makes the Kedusha. It's kavua, the Eibishter made the Kedusha. The mensch tells truth to the Kedusha that the Eibishter made. What's the title of Shalosh Regalim? Shalosh Regalim is, we say, the bracha is Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Nizman, right? Is Mekadosh Nizman. The mensch makes the Kedusha. Noyach do Shabbos, Noyach's darga, the Kedusha, the Hashuas Hashchina, the Gilui Kvod Shamayim that could have been through the Avayda of Noyach, could well have been a darga of Kedusha Shabbos. Yeah. But who's Kedusha? Who put the Kedusha there? Who was Mekadosh? Noyach's Kedusha, where did his Kayach to come there come from? It was Sichli, it was the Rabbinish, he was a Shliach. Lufita Lashon. So where does the Kayach of the Shliach to do? It's the Mishalayach's Kayach with which the Shliach is doing, without going into the lumpness of how that works. Right, but it starts with the Mishalayach gives the thing. So that anything that he did was b'tayrus a shliach of the Rabbi Nishalem and sichla that's the Eibishter. So then, who made the kedusha? Noach and Rabbi Nishalem. Noach is a shliach of the Rabbi Nishalem. Where do you have a kedusha that's the Rabbi Nishalem and you're stelling tzu to the Rabbi Nishalem's kedusha? That's Shabbos. The Avos, they were the Merkava L'Shechina. The Avos, Metzias, Avraham Avinu could go on his own. And what did it say? What was the Lashon of the Tanchuma? Holchu Lefanov, Shehayu Miravchin L'Shechina. V'hayu Magdimim, V'hayuchin Lefanov, L'Asas Ritzayim. Miravchin L'Shechina. They themselves spread the Shechina. They themselves spread the Shechina. They themselves spread the Shechina. That's Shalosh Regalim. Right. They themselves have the koyach to spread and make shechina. The shechina that they spread, that's the shechina that they were, the oyer that they were meyer the oylem. It was the oyer that they brought here. It's not the oyer of the b'shlichas anybody. It's what they did. They're the shalosh regal. They're the shalosh regal. The Sipurna said that Noach was needed in the Sias Chain because Noach was because Noach only made the Kvod Shamayim Shebo, not also the civil things that the world should exist, but the Kvod Shamayim Shebo, he only worked on himself and not on anybody else. Where does that come from? Right? It wasn't that the whole purpose of the creation is that and that's who I am. It's because Al Piseichel, I have to do these things. The Baruch Hu told me to do these things, I have to do these things. Right? He didn't tell me to tell them to do those things. Right? If it's an idea of Shlichus and it's emanating from Sichli, so that was that his thing was to do, so he did. But that wasn't an Acherim. Memela an Acherim, there shouldn't have been a Hatzolah to be the Kenegad Midah. For that, you needed the Nesiyas Chen. Masha Ein Kein, Avram Avinu, the other ones, they were Miravchin Lishchina, wherever they went, because they were, that means if you understand, you're not a Shliach. The whole Tachlis of the world is a Ribuy of Kvod Shemayim. You are here, that's your very essence, is to be Marbe Kvod Shemayim. So you don't have to be told that. You don't need a Shlichas for that. That's your Metzias. That's your Messias. That's your Messias to be Marbek for Shemayim, to spread it out. That's Avraham Avinu's Midas HaChesed. It's arguably the difference between Tzedek and Chesed, but that's not for now. So that's the touch in the Sipur. Now I'll show you Kama V'Kama Dvarim Nifloim, what we have from there. One, the Mishnah in Ovis in Perakei. So the Mishnah talks about the Asara Dair, there were Asara Dairas between Adam Arish until Noach, like, you know, hanging in there, Bria, Noach's coming, right, for 10. And then there were Asara Dairas from Noach until Avram Avinu, like, hang in there, you know, go through the bad times, Avram Avinu's coming. So they're the same but similar. They're both Asara Dairas Shebein. But by Avram Avinu, it says one thing that it doesn't say by Noach. Bo Avram Avinu v'not Asar Gula, of the 10 Dairas. There's one Girsa in of his Reb Nosson that Bo Avram Avinu, and he took schar of all 20 dairas, even the ones even from the thing. Okay, but he took the schar. But Noach didn't say he took the schar for everything else. What do you call it? That's also midah. It depends. Lefida Sipurna has a very good husband. Why should you be zayich for that? If you did for the world, so then you get the schar for the whole world, the existence of the world. What does that mean? The dairas were there, and it's because of those dairas that the world is there, and you were mekadish those, the world is there because of those dairas, so you now gave those dairas a chshivas of existence. So mainly you get the schar for the existence of those things because you were mekadish them. That's all true by Avram, but that's not true by Noach. That's what Avram did to others. Noach was himself. Noach wasn't mashpia in that to others, so then Noach, Yavada, Noach, it's definitely worth waiting for. He's tzadik tamim, but the notal, the idea of notal schar kulam, which has to do with the entire bria, with the fact that you gave chashivas to the rest of the bria, and since they are responsible for the rest of the physically brought the rest of the bria that should be here, so therefore you get their schar. That's what happened. There's another place where it's also this idea of chush and not chush. Is there's a Gemara in Bava Basra Dafayin Hay. The Gemara says like this. Some of you might know the Gemara. Ma'ase da have Yosef Rabbi Yechanan v'Kadorish. Rabbi Yechanan was darshani. Ase da Kadosh Baruch Hu lahavi avonim tayves u'margoliyos shehem shloishim al shloishim. The Eibishter is going to bring avonim tayves and margoliyos jewels even bigger than the crown jewels that are shloishim mama al shloishim mama v'choykik behem eser al esrim u'ma'amidon b'sharei Yerushalayim. Ligleg all of Isai Talmud. Talmud said, it sounds like, you know, I'll take Zim. Don't exaggerate. Liyomim, Hifligus Finose Bayam. This Talmud went in the ship, he went Bayam. Chosa Malachi Ashores, the Yasfit, he saw, he looks out and says, hey, what's that? And he sees Malachi Ashores. The Yasve v'Kominasre Avonim Tovus u'Margolius, that they're cutting Avonim Tovus u'Margolius Shehem Lamed al Lamed v'Chokuk behen Yud Berum Chof, and he made a Yud and Chof and Omer Lahu, and he asked them, Leman, who's this for? Omru Lei Sheosid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hamidam B'Shari Yerushalayim. So now he can't wait to get back off the boat and tell his Rebbe, right? So he gets back off the boat. Also Lekamei De Rebbe Yechanan Omer Lei Drosh Rebbe. Darshan advaita, say it vaita, lecha no lidrash. Kasher omarta kein raisi. Well, I saw it's tak emes. Well, I saw the light. I saw the light. Okay, wonderful. So what should be? So say, yeah, oh, yes, my son, I'm glad you understand that now. Right? That's not what happened. That's not how I played itself out. Oh, my lay, reika. You empty nothing. Look at him. What did he do wrong? What's the tviya here? The tviya is the legal aid, but what's the tviya here? He came back and said, good. What's worse now? Why? The malaglik, he was malaglik in the first place before he went to the Sfina. We didn't say to Rabbi Yechonon then looked at him and he said, yeah, right. He didn't say, okay, took a look at him and nasa gal shalatzam. It's only when he came back and said, hey, Rebbe, you're right. Oh, yeah, I'm right. What's that? So Rabbi Yerucham explains, this is your son. Here's a difference when it's sikhli or instinctive. What does that mean? Why was he melagleg and what changed it? He was melagleg because he doesn't believe that there's such a Matthias, right? What did he come now? And he came back and said, oh, I see that there is such a Matthias. Yeah? What's the yesod of legleg? If the Torah says that's going to be, and if the Maisrei HaTorah, Rabbi Yechonon, the Maisrei HaTorah says that's going to be, then that's the Matthias. That should be a Matthias by you. It should be chushes by you, not sichlis. It should be chushes by you that if the, whatever is Torah is the Torah created the world. The Eibishter created Yistakel by Reis and by Alma. Anything that comes up be Torah, that's what it is. That's more. It's not even as much of a Matthias. It's more of a Matthias than what you think is a Matthias. And what are you doing? You're going, oh, I saw that there is such a thing. I told you before there was, the Torah said that there is such a thing. Right? Messiah Satira said that there is such a thing. Messiah Satira is a Matthias. Elamai, what's implicit in that? What's the real Matthias? The physical Matthias is the real Matthias. What's the Midah Kenegat Midah Nasa Benasa Gal Shalat Somers? What's your whole Matthias? What are you? You're a bag of bones, if not for the Neshama. That's giving you Rachias, right? Ah, this is your real Matthias. I'll show you what that real Matthias is. Nistakel by Venasa Gal Shalat Somers. As your real Messiah, this is what you would be. This is what you are. That's the Nasa Gal Shalat Tzamas for being Malaglik. Malaglik means you don't view it as a Messiah. It's not Chushis. You have to view it as Chushis. Now, I just want to end with a very interesting letter from the Chazon Ish. So one would think that Lefidus Sipurna, he didn't work on the door, so it means he should. What should he have done? It's an interesting thing. We would say in our terms, oh, so that means, okay, so open up branches of Eish HaTorah at every corner, right? And go be Makar of everybody, because that's what you got to do. Otherwise, you're going to have to bank on having in the Siyas Chayim, Be'ein Eder Rebbeinu Shalom, in case Rahman al-Atzlan, who knows what. You're going to need that. So let's go do that, right? Because that's what you got to do. That's not exactly what you have to do. It's not exactly. It's a Meridical letter from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish writes, it's an Igros Chazon Ish Chelek Gimel Igeres Samach Beis. U'kishem she'evarei ha'odam mischalkin lepuleiseyem, just like the evarim of a mensch, each one has its tafkid. Ayin roya oizen shamas v'yodayim askonias kein ha'olam kulay hu kiguf echad. The whole world is like one guf. V'ishim nifrodin boy. And each person is like a different aver in that goof with a tafkin. They call ish tzorech lemale to udase, and everybody has to be memale his tafkin. Now listen good. Ve'im hayu bnei teira amelim b'teira la'amitasa. If bnei teira would be amel b'teira la'amitasa, hayu matzilim yilodim harbe v'anoshim rabim mehirure avera ukfira. The Kayotzeboy and other things like that, B'shefa Kadoshim, B'shefa Rab. B'hishtapech Ruach Tahara Ba'ilam, because al yedei that they would bring a Ruach Tahara La'ilam. U'besvivas Balteira Amiti, Hadover Niker Le'enenu Hashpo Meruba Alanoshim Harbe, Mashekol Hishtadlus Maisis Loitasigenem. Stand on the corners all you want. But if the Bnei Torah would learn Torah la'amitasa, the Ruach of Kedusha and the Ruach of Kedusha and Tahara that it brings in the Olam will affect the world, that Memela everybody, everything will be in the Skarev. Ukmoichen, just like in the immediate proximity, you can see it, people are in the Skarev. Ukmoichen yesh rishomim, it has effects al rechaikim she'ein ayin roya margeshes behem ledakusam. You never know. You never know what it does and how it's going to affect somebody else. You never know. You don't have to be makar of somebody. You don't have to set up a kiruv center. I mean, certainly don't have to run around their place putting tefillin on them. But you don't have to. But you don't have to set up these things. If a person will sit and learn, they say the goyim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that it's mashal that we might. You fill up a kli. That's going to be koch the dubner magadei. You fill up a kli, and then whichever, and then what affects the rest of the world? The kli gets so full with Torah and Kedusha and Yerushalmayim that it overflows, and from that overflowing, it affects everybody else. It affects everybody else. So it doesn't mean that you have to close your Gemara, right, and go stand and doing that. Adarabba, keep your Gemara open, but open your brain a little bit and your heart even more, and your mind, that it should be learning Torah b'kedusha v'tahara, and the effect that you could do is taka to be misakin a lot of the avlas of the dar. And certainly, listen, it's scary times a bit, right? It's scary times a bit. Some are more scared, less scared, but the Eitzah is one. The Eitzah is one. It's not anybody else. It's because, why is it going on? Because this one went on Har HaBayis, and because this one went Baloney. It's going on because we're not learning the way we're supposed to. That's why it's going on. Don't point the finger at anybody else. It's going on. If we would be Amelim B'Teirel Amitasa, we would be Matzilim Yilodim Harbe and Anoshim from Hura Aveira and Kfira and Kayotzebay, and if that would be true, and there wouldn't be the Hura Kfira and everything else, then we wouldn't have any of these problems. That's the Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. That's what Chazal are coming to tell us with the Dorshim Lignai. It's not stop coming to say Lashon Hara about Noach. It's not Lashon Hara about Noach. Status is, and there's no machlekes, Noach status, what, he's on a tremendous level, Be'etzim himself, right? Could be even higher than, like, that of Shabbos, the Yantav, could be even, in a sense, higher than Avram. That's not kashur to me. But what does it mean? But there's something that has to be learned, that there's a different, there's a higher darga. There's a different darga. There's the darga that be'etzem you have to be an emunah chushis, and you instinctively, your tachlis is to be marbek v'et shemayim. That's what we have to strive to. And that's the tachlis, and if that, then we'll be able to be as well.